This is Trace Thompson, and you're listening to the Who's Who's Top 10 Countdown.
Made in America, the red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor, the flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country, what she's done for.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 26 of Who's. I am here with my friend
Brett Denny
and
Tim Dooley. I'm back.
He's back. And my name's Matt Lee. You couldn't miss this episode, could you?
I could not.
Why?
Because I just couldn't go. I couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear another episode with me not there to defend myself.
Because you miss us so much?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if you didn't notice, we had fun with that last week.
I noticed that. I missed you guys with every bullet.
Yeah. Guess who's not here this week?
My buddy.
What do you have to say today, Steve?
He can call me a flower if he wants to.
We have another episode, guys, episode 26. We had a great time on our episode 25. So we're back to kind of the normal way of doing things. I've got a top 10 for you guys this week. Top 10 TV cars of all time.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. So that, I hope you guys will enjoy that and our listeners will enjoy it. And Brett's got a good question for us here in a little bit. So let's go ahead and get into it, Brett.
All right. Coming in at number 10 with his new song, Adam Whitehead with Single Mom.
She didn't want him to grow up in a broken, busted up home where the rent can barely be paid and you pray the lights will turn on. No, she didn't want him to grow up, but she works the best that she can for a two-bed, one-bath Section 8 place, new paint, old table, and no dad. And pinching every quarter, every dollar, every day that goes by. The coulda, woulda, shoulda beens, every teenage sin that brought her into this complex life. And at the end of the day, she's done her best to pave a way for the road God put her on. Single Mom.
And that was number 10, Adam Whitehead with Single Mom. Tim, I know this one hits really close to home with you. Why don't you share a little bit, sir?
Yeah, this song really touched my heart. Being raised by a single mom. My mom raised three boys on her own, and a lot of what he sings about in the song, we lived through as a family, and really touched my heart, and I love this song, and I think it's going to help a lot of single moms out there to be encouraged and to not give up, because it's hard. It's very hard. So thanks a lot for this song. I love it. I love it, Adam. Good job.
I like the rhythm of it. It was recorded very well. And we here at Who's Who have became fans ourselves of Adam Whitehead and the way not only he sings, the way he does his music, but the way he goes about business. He's a great guy, humble guy, and we thank Adam Whitehead for sending in his music.
Yes, thanks a lot, Adam. Hopefully this one moves on up the chart, just like your other song, Outlawed. And now coming in at number 9... Jeremy Parsons with Tragedy.
Found a beer on the hotel floor, fist hole through the bathroom door. Nobody knows what the hell happened here. Mirrors broken, blood's on the sink. Sometimes things they ain't what they seem. They ain't what they seem to be, just like you. Tragedy, or is this reality?
That was number 9, Jeremy Parsons with Tragedy. Matt, you got any thoughts on that song?
I love the eerie medley melody of that song.
Oh yeah,
it's very smooth. I like his voice. It's a really good song, Tim.
Yeah, Jeremy's got a very unique voice. This song's a lot darker than the first one he sent in, yeah. But I love it.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
I love both the songs he sent in. Very good stuff.
All right, and now coming in at number 8, our friend Richard Lynch with Starting Now.
I ran into an old friend of mine the other day. I hadn't seen him in quite a while. We talked and caught up a little. It was good to see my old friend smile. I asked him, I said, so where you been hiding out all these years? He gave me a slight little grin and said, I dedicated my life to the Lord. Yeah, he's my new best friend. I paused for a while and thought, wow, what a change. I'm glad my friend turned his life around. He must have known what I was thinking, 'cause what he told me then was so profound. He said, when I was a young man, I thought I knew it all. No one could tell me anything. Life was a party. Yeah, I had a ball till my party days finally caught up with me.
And that was number 8, Richard Lynch with Starting Now. Listening to Tim talk about how this is very classic old country with some of the talking. That's something I have not been part of. Music I listened to growing up, there wasn't much talking going on. So mm-hmm. This is very new to me. I like it a lot. So thank you so much, Richard, for sending that in.
Yeah. I know one of our Patreons, this is one of his favorite, our Patreon, Mr. John Barr.
My bearded brother from another mother.
And also Mark C. Dooley, which is...
my real brother from my and his mother.
Okay. And then we also have possibly maybe your sister.
Well, my sister in the Lord.
There you go. Okay.
Marilyn Hammond.
Wow.
All right. And Brett, we also have.
Oh, we've got the pretty Miss Nadina Pardue.
Yeah.
And her lovely husband, Jerry Pardue. We thank you guys so much for your support and everything. Thank you so much. All right, guys, it is time to step out of the nest. This question is kind of a deep.
Ooh.
Deep.
I hope there's no tears. Name a song that has brought you through a tough time in your life.
Mine would be when I was going through one of my divorces.
One of?
Yeah, I had 2-3 on the way, baby.
There are going to be.
Oh my God!
There's going to be tears.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday to Lisa Lee. We want to say happy birthday to her. Yeah.
Yes, we love you, Lisa.
Yeah, but mine was when I was going through divorce. It was the song of George Strait called "I Hate Everything."
He said, "I hate this bar and I hate to drink. But on second thought, tonight I think I hate everything."
Okay.
And that's how Tim's laugh.
No, this is through a tough time,
right.
Tim.
Sure.
So that was it's just perfect timing for that song when I heard it. At that time, going through divorce, and I'm sure if anybody's going through divorce right now that they're listening to this, they feel that way. There's a certain point where you just hate everything.
Give hate a chance.
Oh, my. Yeah. I don't know if that's right, Tim.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good on a t-shirt.
Oh, man.
All right, go ahead.
Mine's divorce related, too.
Oh, good.
I was going through a really tough divorce, and the song that helped me the most in that time was Dwight Yoakam's Ain't That Lonely Yet.
Cause I ain't that lonely yet. No, I ain't that lonely yet.
Yeah, just a great song and just the words to it. I was living it, so pretty cool.
Good song.
Yep.
I like Dwight Yoakam. He's got some good stuff.
Yep, he's one of my favorites.
What about Steve? What do you think?
Tell me why he ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why he ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say
All right, that was great, Steve.
Yes,
great.
Thank you, Steve. And Lisa, we do love you. Happy birthday.
Yes.
And now coming in at number 7, Tony Olsen with Barnyard Boulevard.
Far from the city and the neon haze, there's a place where I lived in my younger days. We raised a few cattle and we worked the ground on a road that stretches out east of town. The smell of alfalfa and the taste of dust, a far cry from living in the upper crust. Out by the river where the blacktop ends, the closest place to heaven that I ever been. We call it Barnyard Boulevard, 14 miles of Washburn Road. Barnyard Boulevard, a little stretch of gravel that I call home. A thousand old poles holding rusty wire, no hunting signs painted on some old truck tires. On Barnyard Boulevard.
And that was number 7, Tony Olsen with Barnyard Boulevard. That is a fun song to listen to.
He sent us another song this week that once this one comes off, that may make the top 10. We may have to do an honorable mention just to be able to talk about
right,
it.
Right, right.
Oh, it's great.
It's got some great talking points.
Yeah,
for sure.
Tim loves it.
Yep. Yeah, I love this song too, man. It just describes most of the back roads around here in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could really relate to it.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony, for sending that in. We look forward to hopefully having that other song hit the top 10 in the future. But now coming in at number 6, Miss Esther Von Comer with Little Boy.
Little boy with a rock in your hand, playing in the sun with the sand, no worries on your mind. You live in the sky. Little boy with your sensitive mind, you were born as an innocent child. You face the world alone, the struggle on your own. And now you're free as the wind. Your burden's gone, your addiction wins. Light and free, rest in peace and harmony. No more fears, worries or tears. Without judgment, only peace. Feel the warmth of heaven.
And that was number 6, Esther Von Comer with Little Boy. This song has been on the top 10 for quite a while.
Yes.
It is slowly moving down, but that's going to happen on top 10 countdowns like this. So, Esther, please send in some more music for us to listen to.
Yes, yes. And any artist that'd like to send in music, if you could send it to NightOwlCB1, that's the number one, at yahoo.com. We'd like for you to send your song in MP3 format, mm-hmm, or WAV file. We'll also take WAV file. And send your promotion picture, and also just a little bit of information about you, the artist, or you, the band, so that way we can look at it, we can rate it, and maybe you have the chance to be on top 10 also, like Esther Von Kalmeier with Little Boy. We will say we'd like for everybody, if they can, to remember her in their prayers, as we asked this week about maybe doing a interview with her, and her father-in-law passed away, so we want you to remember her in your prayers at this time, and she's going through some stuff. So thank you, Esther Von Kalmeier, for sending in your music, and we will be thinking about you.
Yes, yep, yes,
for sure.
All right, and now coming in at number 5, Gary Burke III, or better known as
GB3,
with Like That.
There's a couple in the corner at the coffee shop on the same side of the booth. They've been coming in here for 35 years, but they still look brand new. She scoots in a little bit closer, like their first date still isn't over, the kind of thing that makes you miss the one that got away. Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want a love like that. Everybody wants to know deep down that this one's gonna last. Everybody wants the real thing, that undeniable feeling. Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want a love like that.
And that was Gary Burke III with Like That. Another great song that has hit our top 10 and has been on there for quite a few weeks. We appreciate you sending that in there, Gary Burke III.
No, we appreciate that song. He's got a good voice. Mm-hmm. He's kind of more modern style than a lot of stuff that hits our top 10 chart. So thanks, Gary Burke III, for sending in your music.
All right, coming up next is our interview with Trace Thompson. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Hey guys, we have somebody special with us today, fellow Hoosier. His name is Trace Thompson. Hello, Trace. How are you today?
Hey guys, I'm doing great. Hopefully you're enjoying this sunny day.
Yeah. You said where are you sitting at?
I'm down at Quartering Lake right now, chilling out with my in-laws and just enjoying a little lake time.
Nice.
Cool. Where are you from?
Greenwood area.
Okay.
So
Greenwood, Indiana, right?
Greenwood, Indiana. Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Your song Good Goodbye, it's doing very well on our countdown. This week it's made it up to number 4 this week.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great, guys. Well, thank you for spinning. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah,
it was a fun one.
Keeps climbing and climbing, so that's a good thing. Tell us the background of that song, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, you know, as I'm sitting and writing, I'm always targeting different artists in the country genre. And, you know, this song, it was more of a challenge from one of my mentors out in Nashville. So I just finished a pitch with, I think it was Warner. And one of the things that my mentor said, you know, hey, you really need to challenge yourself and write, you know, based on a play on words. So I wrote a few songs out of it. Good Goodbye happened to be one of them. Another one will probably be a later release called Careless. So as part of it is like, you know, goodbyes aren't necessarily good, right? So that's where it all started. And, you know, and then you bring in the literary elements of an alliteration there, and it, you know, makes it a little bit easier to roll off the tongue. So I took it in the studio, and we just, you know, wanted an upbeat feel for it. and wanted to target some of that like Brooks and Dunn type 90s feel that I grew up on. So okay. I'm pretty happy with how it came out.
Yeah, me and Brett were talking about how we like that play on words, Trace. That's really cool. John Lennon did that a lot with his lyrics, and it just makes it very interesting, and everybody can kind of relate to it. So you did a great job on that song, man.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Okay, by the way, congratulations on JMA nominations, guys. You guys going to make it down there?
Yes, at the Joseph Music Awards. Yeah, we was actually going to ask you, what all awards are you up for this year?
Oh, goodness. I've been very blessed. I have 8 nominations, and then I have 2 other artists that cut some of my songs that I wrote as well. So for me, I get an opportunity to hold on to my title as Modern Male Country. So I've got some really, really good competition in there. And the Achievement Award, which I think that one's more focused on the songs that you actually cut, or ones they haven't released yet. So one of them being a song I wrote. It's another play on words. It's called Careless. I'm very excited about that one because my wife actually wrote that with me. We had the opportunity to sit down with Carrie and Lynn Chater, who were Grammy Award winners, and sit down and write that song. So that was cool and nerve-wracking all at the same time, getting ready to pre-write that song to walk into that.
Yeah, well, excellent. Congratulations on all those. Hopefully, I'm going to give you a compliment here. I almost think you sound exactly like Jon Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I kind of figured that's where you're going. I heard you say that.
You've been waiting to talk to him since then, haven't you?
Oh, that's awesome.
So I hope that's a compliment.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, my entire band is all rockers, and yeah. If I could hit all those high notes, which I think John struggles hitting those high notes now. But
oh
man,
yeah.
I definitely cut my teeth on that stuff. Back in high school, I played with a bunch of what I considered at that time to be older guys in their band, and uh-huh. I would sing a few Bon Jovi hits.
I see.
So.
That's good.
Yeah, it's cool how. You know, the stuff you grew up listening to, it filters into your music. It's just a natural, organic thing, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Good Goodbye. You know, I'll tell you, when I wrote that, I wrote it in a different key. Of course, when you go into the studio, your producer always pushes you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we actually ended up taking it to E flat, and when we did that, that kind of hits my upper register.
Okay.
And, you know, when I went up, when I did lift it in the chorus. And so whenever I have to push it like that, you know, John makes a visit. There's, you know, I'll be singing Randy Travis, you know, and I can get the low register. It feels just fine. It's like a good humming motor, man. And then I got to hit those high notes.
So do you do it in E flat when you do it live, or do you take her down?
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jason and the guys in the band, they're not going to let me get away with it. They learn it. They're like, no, this is what it is, man. You get up there. I have another song that I wrote with a friend of mine. It's called Pretty Damn Bad. And that was actually an E, but it is, it's a very patriotic song. Very similar to your song, you know, Made in America, but
okay.
It's all about, you know, the freedoms we get under the American flag. Mm-hmm. And when I went into the studio to cut it, I actually was just getting over a cold. So I had, you know, my lower range was like fantastic. And it was, you know, it was one of those, I can go in there and, you know, hello, darling.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be.
You know, one of those kind of moments. And, you know, goofing around, they're like, sing it like that. And I'm like, oh, I never should have done that. So then I had to train myself, practice and practice and practice after we cut the studio because it sounded so good. And I'm like, well, I got to learn to sing it that way. So I do it. I do it now. You got to train your voice.
Just got to pretend like you're sick all the time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. A quick question. Who is your favorite country music artist?
Oh, of all time?
Yeah.
Well, the very first guy I got to meet was Red Akins. So, of course, he's written a ton now. Of course, his son's Thomas Rhett and all that stuff, right? Yeah. So he's been fantastic in that. I just love his storytelling and how he pulled together music. Modern day, you know, I have to say I am a Luke Combs fan.
Okay.
I definitely... We go all over the place, you know, in our sets, but I am more attuned to the, you know, late 80s, early 90s type of artistry, you know, Brooks and Dunn. But yeah, I mean, I love all that stuff. Yeah, Aaron Tippin. We were down in Florida and we were camping, so don't anybody think I'm out there spread COVID, but we got a camper and we go out, you know, and of course when we go camping, we, you know, you cook everything right there. It's good. So we were down in Destin and we were camping right there on the beach, and this guy walks by and he looked just like Aaron Tippin. And I'm like, so I follow him on my Instagram, you know, so my wife and I are sitting there and I look it up and I'm like, he's in Florida. That had to have been. Now keep in mind, by the time I found this on my phone, right, and he's long gone, right? So I go out on a hike because my wife's like, why didn't you just say something? I'm like, because if that was Aaron Tippin, I want to be ready, you know. So I go for a walk. I said, I'll be back. She's like, all right. So I left her there and I went walking. Guys, I walked miles. Miles all the way down Destin Beach. I'm pretty sure I was halfway to Miami, and I finally just said, "All right, well, God, it wasn't meant to be." So time turned around. So I go walking back. Right next to the campsite where I was were these rental homes, and he comes walking out of the water. He could have saved me probably 8 miles.
It's like hunting down Bigfoot.
Yeah. So I walk up to him and I'm like, "All right, I gotta ask, has anybody said you look just like Aaron Tippin?" And he sticks his hand out and goes, "Hi, I'm Aaron."
Oh, nice.
But not Tippin.
Oh, I knew it. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
I was dying. I mean, this guy was a spit image. And his wife was, she's like, "That was so not nice." And he's like, "I make so much money, you know, on bets around this stuff with my friends." But his wife was like, "I didn't even know who Aaron Tippin was." And I'm like, "Well, where'd you find her?" You know? So, yeah. But we do get to meet some really cool people, especially when we get to open for some of the touring acts. That's a lot of fun. Yep.
Well, it was good talking to you, Trace. We appreciate you taking the time out and talking to us here at Who's Who Countdown. If you don't mind, go ahead and introduce your song for us. We're getting ready to play it right now.
Absolutely. I'm Trace Thompson. I want to thank you guys for spending my latest single, Good Goodbye.
I've been tied down a couple times, gave my horn and lost my mind. A single life suited me fine. Who's ever heard of a good goodbye? That was a good goodbye.
And that was number 4, Trace Thompson with Good Goodbye. What a great interview, too.
One question I wish I would ask now is, if you would have listened to the pre-show, Joshua Parker was at the lake. And if you listen to Trace Thompson, he's at the lake, too. Do you think he's at the lake together?
It has to be. There's only one lake, right?
That's right.
It makes you wonder.
There's only one lake in Indiana, right?
As far as I know.
And Josh Burris wrote about it in Indiana Summer.
That's right. Yes.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, Trace is a great guy. He's a lot of fun to work with and love his music. And he's just a down-to-earth fella and all-around good guy.
Yeah. And now coming in at number 3, Dustin Chapman with Slow Dance.
Coffee in the morning and those fresh cotton sheets. I'll make sure it's warm, girl, but we don't need no more heat. 'Cause we can make our own
that you like. Just say the word and I'll draw those lines and show you off to the outside. Yeah, I know that this sounds crazy, but I don't care if the whole world sees, 'cause I just wanna slow dance to some old record made that type of romance that we'll remember. It ain't about the shiny things or the fancy cars. All we need is you and me right where we are.
And that was number three, Dustin Chapman with Slow Dance.
Yeah, any artist that's in the top 10, or if you go back and listen to the 25 episodes before this one, you can find them on their Facebook page, Instagram, mm-hmm. Find their music wherever you stream your music at, whether it be Spotify, whether it be iTunes. Go and get their music. Also, check out their merch pages on their websites and buy T-shirts or shot glasses or whatever they may sell. What do you think about this song, Tim?
Well, this is one of my favorite ones. I love Dustin's voice. I actually got to watch the video the other day, and I shared it on our fan page, I think, yeah, or on Who's Who. And just a really sweet video and just a great song. Very romantic, and, yeah, it's very cool. I love his soulful voice throughout the song, and the bass guitar on this song is so cool. Right. If you can listen to the bass, pretty neat.
He's got a small body but a huge voice.
Yeah. And now coming in at number two, Dusty Lee with 99 Halos.
We said goodbye 3 years ago.
And that was number two, Dusty Lee with 99 Halos. Just seems like she is probably a fun person to be with, just with some of the comments that we were making back and forth to each other in the chat room. And if you are missing out on any of that, when you listen to our podcast on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Unique Beats Radio.
Hey.
There is a little chat room in there while you're listening. You can make comments. We have a great time. Usually some of the night owls are in there. Joshua Parker from Unique Beats is in there. Some of the artists have been in there. Adam's been in there.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty and her co-writer of 99 Halos was in there.
Hey, yeah. Dusty, where do I get this peanut butter whiskey at, man? I got to try it.
Steve's tried it.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah, is it really?
He had me take a little sip of it. Yeah.
Was it good? Does it taste like peanut butter?
It's okay. It's got a butterscotchy taste to it.
Is it crunchy or creamy?
Oh, my God.
We will say something we said in the pre-show. A lot of the artists that make the top 10, you will have your music not only when you send it to us and you make the top 10, you also have it sent to Unique Beats Radio. We send it on to him, and he puts it on a rotation, which is pretty good. And if you make the top 10, who knows, Josh may take you to the lake.
Well, I'll give this little cookie an hour before we're doing the no pants dance. Time to musk up.
Wow.
Never ceases to amaze me. What cologne are you gonna go with? London Gentleman or... Wait. No. Hold on. Blackbeard's Delight.
No. She gets a special cologne. It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep. It's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Well... let's go see if we can make this little kitty purr.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, brother Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Matt is up to something again.
Oh boy. Wait a minute. Let me put my seatbelt on.
All right. <Okay. laughs> Yes, and a good time to put your seatbelt on because we are getting ready to do a top 10 TV cars of all time. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew it.
So let me just throw it out and just see what you guys, TV cars of all time, what would be one of your favorites?
Sorry, it's got to be the Batmobile.
Yes, the 66 yeah. Batmobile, man. Yep. Woo!
Yeah.
Yep. Iconic, man.
All right. Well, let's jump right into, I jump into it. One of them that I seen, it's not on the list, but one of them that I was looking at was Fred Sanford's pickup truck. All right, let's start out at number 10, the 1969 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser on That 70s Show.
Station wagon.
Yeah.
That show was based a lot around that that car. A lot of things happened with that car, didn't it?
Yep. It got scratched once and read about blew a gasket.
That's the first time this TV show's come up on our podcast.
Correct. Yes. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Number 9. We've talked about this show before, but not a whole lot. But number 9, the Munster coach. Oh. The Munsters.
That model when I was a kid, the Aurora Modeling Company, they put one out. I love that thing. It's cool.
Which did you prefer, Adam's Family or Munsters?
Definitely Munsters. Okay. For me,
I lean towards the Adam's Family, I think.
Oh, we got a controversial split decision.
Oh boy.
Put them up. Number 8, the 1975 Ford Gran Torino Starsky and Hutch.
That was a good one.
That was a mean car, wasn't it, Tim?
Not a big fan.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
And
sorry.
Again, it was not a show I watched too much, but the movie with Owen Wilson and
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
I really liked that movie. That was very good.
Yeah, that was a funny remake of that.
And then they had their little cameo at the end, the real Starsky and Hutch, they had their cameo. So that was really good.
I like that clip. Do it. Just do it.
Oh, look at these two hot chickens. Dinkle wants some Dinkle. Give it to him. Huh? Come on, do it. Lay it on right here. Do it. Do it.
He means a kiss. We're doing little voices undercover.
Come on, sweetie. Do it.
Oh, that's a sweet little pucker. I love it.
Hi, can I get you two a drink?
You sure can, sweetheart. Johnny Red Neat, okay? Do it. Do it.
All right. And you?
Do it. Bacardi and Cola, do it, do it.
Okay, I'll be right back.
What are you doing?
What? What was that? You just stole my voice.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You got to come up with your own voice, okay?
That's my thing. What am I supposed to do? I don't have a great, cool little voice. Like
you weren't a fan of the show or not a fan of the car, Tim?
The show or the car.
Oh my. No. It's really getting controversial in here, people.
It is. There you go. There's a few things I don't like red and white either. One of them's a basketball team.
I was going to say your neck.
All right, number seven. I know I watched this show a ton, and this was very iconic vehicle. Both you guys probably also. Number seven is a 1983 GMC Vandura that was in the A-Team.
The van?
Black and red.
Yeah. Pity the fool.
I would have loved to have had that van. Yep.
But now looking at it today, that doesn't seem like as tough as a vehicle as what you looked at back then, does it?
No. No.
Soccer moms drive those, something.
All right. Number six. This is one that you guys talked about right off the bat. Number six, a 1955 Batmobile Lincoln Futura Batman.
Wow.
And he said right off the bat.
Oh, right off the bat. Wow.
I mean, I would be in heaven if I could own, you know, even just a replica, you know, of that.
My brother knows a guy who makes the fiberglass ones.
I see.
Yeah, pretty awesome. I can't believe it only made number six.
Number six.
Wow, I thought that would have been number one.
Yeah, it's... That's a classic for sure. And Brett, that's your favorite Batman, right?
Yep, that is Adam West. Adam West is the favorite, yep.
And we talked about another one of your favorites, Michael Keaton. He's signed for another Batman, right?
The last I heard, he's definitely in talks about it. So I liked that Batmobile also. But again, he was my favorite movie Batman. Yeah. So pretty awesome.
Number five, we're going back to the 80s. 1986 Ferrari Testarossa Miami Vice, number five.
I had one of those jackets. Those white jacket thingies, okay. You know, mm-hmm. Like they wore. God, what was I thinking?
Was it pink?
Dude, you were cool.
It was white.
Then.
Oh, it was white.
He just said it was white.
Jeez.
I don't know if you said it was pink. That would have been a lot better story.
Sorry.
What color was that car?
That car was white.
White.
It wasn't
white.
Pink. It would have been a lot better if it had been pink.
Yeah, the story would have been a lot better. But it was not the original car from the show.
Okay.
They originally had a black one, and there's some controversy based around that black one. You'd have to look it up. But they ended up blowing up that black car because they took some parts from different cars, and one of the dealership, whatever they are, whatever you call them, the makers of the car, they were upset.
Oh, man.
So they blew the car up, and then they ended up giving him the white.
That's funny.
1986 Ferrari.
That's what I do when I get upset. I just blow it up.
Just blow
whatever
it up, man.
Just whatever it is, I just blow it up.
I'm so mad at this podcast.
Blow it up.
That's why Steve isn't here.
Oh,
blow him
Steve.
Up.
Number four, the 1974 Pontiac Firebird E-Spirit from Rockford Files.
Not a big fan of the Rockford Files.
Oh,
sorry.
Really?
I didn't watch it much.
That show ran from 1974 to 1980.
Didn't their theme song make one of our lists?
It did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was really high, too, on the list.
Yeah.
And when I went and found that sound clip, I was going, no, this doesn't sound too familiar to me, man. So, no, I didn't watch that show too much. Sorry, James Garner.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Number three, going back to the 80s again, 1983 Ferrari 308 GTS, driven by Magnum P.I.
Okay.
Wow, I don't remember his car.
His was red.
Yeah.
His was red.
Yeah, bright red.
Okay, wow.
Probably had a lot of mustache hair in it.
Oh, man. He could grow. Tim grows a great beard, but, man, that guy could great. He had a great mustache,
yeah, didn't he? He sure did. He was like the first Marlboro man, wasn't he?
Maybe.
Yep.
Let's see. Okay.
Tom Selleck?
Tom Selleck.
Yeah, okay. First Marlboro man.
Sweet.
Women love Tom Selleck. Wore them Hawaiian shirts on that show.
Yeah.
Now we're getting into the top two.
Hey, come on.
Are you ready?
Yes.
This one, number two, it talked to David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Nice.
Number two is 1982 Pontiac Trans Am Kit, the Knight Rider.
Reason for increased volume, I am scanning your interrogatives quite satisfactorily. I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor, KITT for easy reference, a kit if you prefer.
I remember that one. Yep, for
That's
sure.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you like did you like Hasselhoff better at Knight Rider, or did you like it better at Baywatch?
Stupid question.
Must be Baywatch.
Oh, great.
They both had nice bumpers.
So you watched a lot of that show, Brett?
I did. Yeah.
Kit was very snarky. He was a snarky car.
Had that red light go on in mm-hmm. the front.
Yep.
So number one.
Here we go.
Number one, I'm surprised you guys didn't say this, is a 1969 Dodge Charger, the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Yeah.
I knew it'd be that or Batman, so yeah. Iconic.
Brett, we had a chance to meet Cooter at when we played the Grand Ole Opry.
Correct.
And he told us a little bit about the Dukes of Hazzard show, didn't he?
A little bit.
How many cars did he say that show went through?
Oh, my gosh. It was a crazy number. Yeah. I got to go to his garage there. Well, isn't it called Cooter's Garage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's his souvenir shop there in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And got to get my picture taken with the General Lee and... Really cool. If you get a chance to go there because they got a lot of, almost like a museum of Dukes of Hazzard memorabilia. It's really cool.
Yeah, they have one of those in Nashville, and they have one in Pigeon Forge or Gatlinburg. It's in that area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check that out. We've had a chance to also play with John Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We've got to meet him, and we're coming up in October, we get to meet Tom Wopat.
Yeah, we're connected to those guys.
So, yeah, the only one we need now is Daisy Duke, right?
Daisy Duke.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that top 10.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Now coming in with our honorable mention, John Hunt with Whiskey Six String.
Smoke on my guitar, tinge resemble the flames that I got from women and nights with cocaine. I think to myself, Lord, am I not sane? If I had it all to do over, believe I'd do it the same. And I'll be rolling down the road, even 224, playing over in my mind like some old broom. Memories in time with the one and the same, like fast women in cars, whiskey six string.
And that was our honorable mention, John Hunt with Whiskey Six String. Really appreciate that song. I think it will move on up to the top 10 list soon, in my opinion.
I agree. Very good song.
Yes.
It's like a redneck waltz. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guitars are killer in it. You know, the way he describes his guitar and women, and that, you know, guitars are like women. They're shaped just like a woman. Mm. And yeah, so, and he talks about the smoke on his guitars, reminds him of the women that has hurt him. And it's just a cool, cool song.
What do you think of that song, Matt?
Oh, it's a great song. I love the rough sounding voice. And it seems like the songs he writes, he's probably lived those songs, and, mm-hmm. and you can tell, and you can feel that song when he's playing it. So, yeah, great song, John Hunt.
All right, and now it's time for our recap. Coming in at number 10, Adam Whitehead with Single Mom.
Coming in at number 9, Tragedy by Jeremy Parsons.
Oh, ain't that a tragedy? Or is this reality?
Coming in at number 8, Richard Lynch with Starting Now.
I ran into an old friend of mine the other day. I hadn't seen him in quite a while. We talked, caught up a little. It was good to see my old friend smile.
Number 7, Tony Olsen, Barnyard Boulevard.
We call it Barnyard Boulevard. 14 miles of Washburn Road, Barnyard Boulevard. A little stretch of gravel that I call home.
Coming in at number 6, Little Boy by Esther Von Kammer.
Little boy with a rock in your hand, playing in the sun with the sand, no worries on your mind.
Number 5, by Gary Burke III, Like That. I'm not going to say GB3. Just kidding, by GB3.
Yeah!
Yeah! Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want a love like that.
And coming in at number 4, Trace Thompson with Good Goodbye.
Number 3, Slow Dance by Dustin Chapman.
I just want a slow dance to some old record. Made that type of romance you will remember.
Coming in at number 2, great song, Beautiful Lady, 99 Halos, Dusty Lee.
99 Halos, couldn't take you away.
And now coming in at number 1, we probably knew it was going to make number 1 when we first heard this song.
I think it was destined to happen, yep, for sure.
Our friend Christian Davis with Hands of a Working Man.
Hands of a working man built this town. Cleared this timber and plowed this ground. Raised those cattle in the sun and snow. Damn,
to do. Put food on the table and you fill up the tank. Pay what you owe to the boys at the bank. Live another day thanks to the hands of a working man. Working hard from the sun up to the sundown. They can build it tall, they can tear it on down. They got the know-how if you got the money. And you're hard as a hammer if you pick a fight. But they'd rather hold a pretty girl tight tonight. They're the rough and dirty, strong and sturdy hands of a working man. Man look kind of funny, sticking out a white shirt sleeves on Sunday. They're more at home holding a rod and a reel, 9-pound hammer or steering wheel. There's leather and steel in the hands of a working man. Working hard from the sun up to the sundown. They can build it tall, they can tear it on down. They got the know-how if you got the money. A hammer if you pick a fight, but they'd rather hold a pretty girl tight tonight. With a rough and dirty, strong and sturdy hands of a working man. Rough and hard, stuffed and scarred, from the front lines to the old freight yards. We have what we have. They can tear it on down. They got the know-how if you got the money. Yeah. It's your heart as a hammer if you pick a fight. But they'd rather hold a pretty girl tight tonight. They're rough and dirty, strong and sturdy hands of a working man.
And that was number one, Christian Davis, with Hands of a Working Man.
I hope you cranked it up really loud because that song rocks.
Yes, great number one song. Great song. Written well, the beat of it, the sound of the recording. This hits every criteria that we look at. And all of the four of us, we all rated it pretty high. So it was going to hit number one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Might stay there for a while.
All righty. That is it. That's the end of our show. Tim.
Yes.
Aside from your words of wisdom last week.
Wait a minute. Oh.
If you can't dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I always go by that motto.
Do you have any parting words for our listeners, Tim?
Just appreciate everybody that tuned in and just be kind to one another and let love rule your heart. And have a good week.
Matt, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, again, we want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank Unique Beats for having Who's Who and adding them to their lineup on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We want to thank everybody that's listened to it on all the streaming networks that we stream our podcast to. We appreciate that and appreciate the downloads. Just keeps getting a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger every week, and we can't thank you enough for that. We will say we talked about some of our shows. We have a very special show coming up August 8th with Way Jennings, which is kin to Waylon Jennings. Sounds a lot like him, and we're excited about playing with him on August 8th at Searland Park for Searfest, and that is for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So we're looking forward to that show. And we'll talk more about that here in the upcoming weeks. And we're hoping to have an interview with Way Jennings within the next couple of weeks also. So, yeah, Brett, we've had a good time. You know what? I want to know what Steve's final thoughts are.
All right, mister. What do you think you're doing? You call this a room? This is a pigsty. I want you to straighten up this area now. You are a disgusting slob. Stand up straight. Tuck in that shirt. Adjust that belt buckle. Tie those shoes. Twisted sister. What is that? Wipe that smile off your face. Do you understand? What is that? A Twisted Sister pin on your uniform? What kind of a man are you? You're worthless and weak. You do nothing. You are nothing. You sit in here all day and play that sick, repulsive, electric twanger. I carried an M16 and you carry that guitar. Who are you? Where do you come from? Are you listening to me? What do you want to do with your life?
Huh.
That was amazing.
Interesting. Very interesting. And Brett, what's your final thoughts? We never ask you what your final thoughts
are. That's all right. You guys get tired of listening to my voice anyway.
Did you say something?
Oh. See, I'll never miss a show.
That's true.
That's not fair.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Who's Who Independent Music Top 10 Countdown. Remember, as always, if you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. If you have no bucks to toss our way, however, go find us at facebook.com/whoswhopod. Facebook.com/Night Owl Country Band, on Twitter at TheRealNOCB, Instagram at Night Owl Country Band, and online at www.nightowlcb.com, where you can purchase tickets to our shows, purchase merchandise, and check out our schedule as to where we will be playing next. And until next time, on behalf of Matt, Tim, Steve, and myself, we encourage you to step out of your nest and listen to some music this week that you normally wouldn't have listened to. Take care, stay safe, and we hope to see you at the Eastside Walmart this Saturday.
See ya.
Have a good week.
Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for